We got a lot to be thankful for.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Thank you, Miss Ford. You come back now, you hear? That sure is a nice lady. I guess we got an awful lot to be thankful for here at the Gas Emporium. Good customers, good friends, enough money to live on, good churches, and Leon, why in the world did I have to think about Leon? Always coming in here with that blame correspondence course on preaching, talking about his experiences in drunk tanks and brush arbors and school board meetings. Always encouraging Sam in some foolishness, trying to get Sam to run for the school board so as he could be the staff evangelist for the high school. My land. Claiming he's got lots of money coming from the government because he ain't never planted no cotton or soybeans or spaghetti. And trying to take that gas out of that car when that woman claimed she didn't order no gas. But still, it ain't his fault. He really wants to help. I remember now the one day we left him here by himself, he only lost us, about $10. If Sam just wouldn't keep insisting that he could help us, just keeps encouraging him in his foolishness. I guess Sam figures Leon makes him seem intelligent, and he does, too. Sam's my real problem here, of course. He's smart enough to be dangerous. Turning that robo-wash on that woman, chasing her dogs, and then trying to charge her $2 a dog for washing. Of course, he only charged her half price for the one she had on her arm. Putting that peanut butter jar full of gas on the stove. Whew. Of course, them two's good for comic relief sometimes. You know, see Sam and Leon both eating out of that 12-pound peanut butter jar and sharing a Mr. Pibb. Ain't that something? Uh-oh. Here comes Sam now. I hope he got them filters we needed. Hello, Sam. Did you get them filters that I sent you down there
Jesse,
after?
Jesse, you won't believe this. Them new cars has gone up again.
Where's them new filters, Sam?
And they ain't near as big as they used to be. You know, see, this feller had his Cadillac. He went out and tried to get in his Ford by mistake, and he couldn't tell them parts, you know, and the guy in the Ford had left his German Shepherd dog in there asleep.
Sam, where's the filters?
But he woke up when the wrong feller opened the door. And
Sam, did you or did you not bring them filters?
Filters? Now, I know there was some reason I went to town, but Jesse, there was this feller and this big dog. Well, he didn't have to yell at me that way. I know we needed them filters, and I'd have got them, but how often you get a chance to see an important businessman wrestle a German Shepherd in a parking lot? It's almost noon. Leon will be here any time now. I better get a screwdriver and chip off some of that peanut butter in that jar there, and I see if we got a Mr. Pibb. We may just have to have us a couple of Twinkies for dessert if Jesse don't get back too quick.